Our scripture reading today is found in Matthew, if you'd like to turn. Matthew 22, starting with verse 36, and we're going to go through verse 40. Matthew 22, starting with verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Good morning. Thank you, Robin, for doing everything. Are you tired yet? Robin called me on Monday and asked me if I wanted to preach today. So I've been working all week, and also want to thank my wife for editing my notes and helping me. So this is the thought that came to my mind as soon as he called, actually. So I thought I better follow that. Love is such a small word. It describes so many things. We say it when we are happy at getting something. Oh, I love that shirt or bike or whatever it is that we recently got. We also say it when we read a good book. Hey, I love this book. You've got to read it. Sometimes we end a letter with it. Love always, Jim. In many circumstances, it is used very casually with no real understanding of what it truly means. Webster's dictionary defines love as a deep affection and warm feeling for another, a beloved person. So we also say it to someone. So we also say it to someone we love. Maybe it is a new relationship or to a spouse on their 25th wedding anniversary. Often we say it very casually. Love ya, as we say goodbye. We also have a deep love for our friends, children, parents, and family. It is the very essence of our Father in heaven. So how much value does Jesus put on loving one another? The answer can be found in Matthew 22, 35 to 40. Please turn with me there. Should be there already, hopefully, if you didn't close it. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This text seems very simple, yet it can be the hardest thing to do sometimes. How can we love all others as ourself? Who are the people that Jesus is talking about? Everybody in the world? Even your enemies? Does that mean I have to love the person who just cut me off and was unkind to me in the store? That is exactly what Jesus is saying to us. And for me, that can be difficult. Anybody that knows me knows that. I don't have tolerance for car drivers sometimes. So I have to ask myself the question, if I can't do this on my own, then what should I do? The answer is like so many of our other problems. Ask God and seek His word in the Bible. Since we are not by nature loving the way God is, we need to ask Him to help us. Sometimes we forget to ask for help, and that is where our real problem begins. But since God tells us to love, I need to know how to accomplish just that, loving others. So I went to the trusty Word of God to find out how this will work. I found the answer in Galatians. It is through us faithfully trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us. I found the answer in the book of Galatians. It is through us faithfully trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us. Please follow me to Galatians 5, 13 through 16. Okay. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I believe what this is saying is that we need to walk with the Spirit so that we are willing to serve one another through love. The Spirit is the key. Now look at verse 22 and 23. Everybody probably knows this one. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now, when you read that, we find that the first fruit of the Spirit listed is love. So it is obvious that one important link between our being loved by Christ and our loving others is the Holy Spirit. We will only be able to love others in our lives by doing this. It won't happen without Him, since we don't have the resources to do it. So often, we try to do things on our own, but it is important for us to admit to ourselves on a daily basis that we can't do it. If we are left to our own, we cannot love. So we must submit and allow Him to work in us a way so that we can bear the fruit of love. Then when we are successful, we need to make sure that we give the glory to God. If we believe in God and seek His guidance and ask for help, He will give us the Holy Spirit. He does this through faith. So in other words, love is a fruit of the Spirit that we get through faith. So if you ask yourself, what can I do to become a more loving person? Your answer is that you have to experience more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So my next question is, hold on, I'm lost. Oh, how do I get more of the fruit? Let's face it, we could all use more of it. Maybe then we wouldn't be so stressed, frustrated, and angry. The answer is that we need to believe God, trust God, and bank on God. So now I ask, Lord, how do I do that? How will you help me from day to day or for this afternoon so that I will be a more loving husband, father, son, or friend? The answer is to have the Holy Spirit fill your life with His power and fruit. It is not the result of our hard work, but rather the result of the fruit. The way to get this fruit is through faith. The way to get this fruit is through faith. God gives us the Spirit and works miracles among us, and the greatest miracle is love. So we need to listen to the word of God and believe in it, trust in it, and depend on it. Now, let's take a look back at our Savior's love for us. It was love that motivated him to leave heaven and come to the earth to live with us. It was love that led him to Calvary, and it will one day be the same love that will bring him back for us again. Jesus' walk on this earth was a living, breathing example of our Father's love for each of us. We should use that as a measure of how successfully we are portraying the Father's love to others. Now that we know how to get love, we need to share the love since it is the greatest thing in the world. Think about it. Have you ever walked into a store with a smile on your face and met someone walking the other way with a frown on his face? Your smile might be able to give them a different attitude. Our love to others is contagious. We just have to be willing to release it and share it with those around us. But sometimes that is hard to do. We would rather hold on to anger, sit in it, and stew in it for a while. Sometimes we think we deserve to be able to be upset. I have that problem. After all, we have been wronged. But we are only hurting ourselves when we do that. We need to let go and love so that we ourselves will feel better. Sometimes it's easier to do that with strangers. Sometimes we are negative and hurtful to those we love the most. But God's love is stronger than our hate and more forgiving than our revenge. So remember what love is. It is silence when your words would hurt. It is patience when your neighbors curt. It's deafness when the scandal flows. It's thoughtfulness for another's woes. It's promptness when stern duty calls. It's courage when misfortune falls. The author is unknown. So in closing, here is the answer to our question. What is the link between Christ's love for us and our love for each other? The answer is the fruit-bearing Holy Spirit released in our lives by faith, which is given to us by the Word of God. And at the center of the Word is the portrayal of Christ crucified for our sins.
Our closing song is "'Tis Love That Makes Us Happy," and that's hymn number 579.
It's love that makes us happy. It's love that makes us happy.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Sabbath. Please help us to go out this week and find somebody that we can show your love to. In Jesus' name, amen.